Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown is considered the frontrunner in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. WYPR's Christopher Connolly reports that Brown is hoping his record of service and the record of the O'Malley-Brown administration will convince voters to give him a promotion.
In late 2004, Anthony Brown was in his second term in the House of Delegates, a rising star in the state's Democratic Party, just named Majority Whip. He was also a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves, and he was given orders to deploy to Iraq. The U.S. was sending him to help coordinate relief efforts for people displaced by the conflict.
No matter where you find people, whether in Iraq or anywhere in this country, people want the same things for themselves and their family. Right? We all want to raise our family in a safe neighborhood, great schools, clean environment, access to medical care.
It's a message Brown has taken on the campaign trail in his bid to be Maryland's next governor. He says even in the richest state in the richest country in the world, some people, some communities still struggle to meet those basic goals.
I believe that the greatest challenge that the next governor faces are the persistent and sometimes debilitating disparities, gaps, and inequities that exist in our economy, our community, in our classrooms, and in our society.
Anthony Brown got his start in Maryland politics in 1994, running Ulysses Curry's campaign for state senate in Prince George's County. Curry recalls being impressed with Brown, both his military service and his resume.
He was extremely smart. He was making great money, et cetera, in D.C., and he had an undergraduate degree from Harvard, a graduate degree from Harvard. That alone made him a rising star.
Curry says Brown proved himself a workhorse in a tight primary race that was called the political slugfest of the year, adding structure to a campaign that in the end landed Curry his Senate seat.
He was ready to go to work. He was always focused.
After that campaign, Brown moved up quickly. A seat on the county's community college board, a seat in the House of Delegates in 98, Majority Whip in his second term. Delegate Melanie Griffith says she grew close with Brown when they served together in the House.
He is very deliberate about his decision-making. He's very thoughtful about his decision-making, very strategic in his thinking. And probably not as warm and fuzzy as people who are not military.
After Brown returned from Iraq, then Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley tapped Brown as his running mate in a bid for the governor's mansion. Lieutenant governor can be a squishy position without clear responsibilities, but St. Mary's College political science professor Todd Eberle says Brown was no ribbon cutter in chief.
You know, almost from the beginning when O'Malley brought Brown in as his lieutenant governor, it was clear that Brown was going to have a relatively active role in the administration.
Brown oversaw expansions of veteran services, fostered public-private partnerships for infrastructure projects, and led efforts to beef up protections for victims of domestic violence. He was also tasked with reducing health disparities in Maryland. So when Congress passed the Affordable Care Act, it made sense that Brown was put in charge of implementing the new law in Maryland. A task that has proved politically troublesome after the insurance exchange website crashed on day one and never really recovered.
In some respects, you can almost think that Brown was a victim of his own success. The past initiatives that he had worked on, that he had helped shepherd through the assembly, had gone smoothly and were, in fact, quite successful.
The state decided to dump the failed $55 million website and replace it with new technology. But Brown points to other states and the federal government that had problems with their own websites. And he says action was taken, lessons learned, and the rollout was a success despite the problems.
We replaced the leadership at the exchange. We refocused and fired vendors that weren't performing. And we added staff to both call centers and navigators. As a result, we enrolled over 300,000 Marylanders in healthcare.
Brown has been the frontrunner in the three-way race for the Democratic nomination. He's ahead in every poll. But Todd Eberle says he's losing ground.
He went from polling well above the I have no preference crowd to now coming in really a distant second to the I have no preference crowd.
Eberle says the botched rollout of the health exchange is hurting Brown and will continue to do so as the campaign turns more negative. But he says there could be another reason Brown is slipping in the polls. Brown is the clear establishment choice. He has the endorsements of the vast majority of the state's Democratic power brokers.
When you see someone who has racked up that kind of insider support, you ask the question, well, who's he going to represent? The folks in the state of Maryland or the establishment who put him there?
If Brown wins, and most bets are still on him, he'd be the state's first African-American governor. Delegate Melanie Griffith says she doesn't expect race to be center stage, though. It's not something Brown is actively campaigning on. And she points out the state has never elected a woman as governor either.
And so I don't think being African-American will be enough for the citizens of Maryland. I think that we will look for the best person for the position, and that's who we'll elect.
It's going to be focused on issues, and it's going to be focused on character. But when you look at the electorate, the Democratic electorate, a significant portion of those registered Democrats are minorities.
Andrew Feldman is a Democratic strategist. He says in an election where turnout is expected to be low and all three candidates come from the Washington suburbs, Brown's race could help drive some voters to the polls. Also helpful are Brown's message discipline and military bearing. The flip side is those same qualities could make him seem aloof. But Feldman says that Bill Clinton's recent endorsement of Brown, as well as a fundraising trip planned for next month, could help close the personality gap.
Bill Clinton, for any candidate, is someone who can, you know, humanize them, who can really connect the candidate to the public.
Brown does show some ability to connect, though. At a candidate forum at a Northwest Baltimore senior center, he answered his first question about seniors' issues with an appeal to his experience and a joke.
And one of the seniors raised their hand and said, "Young man, will you stop talking about seniors? You're making me feel old. I want to hear about education because I got grandchildren. I want to hear about jobs because I got children. I want to hear about safe neighborhoods, which isn't a senior issue, but it's an issue that affects each and every one of us." I said, I got your point.
Maryland's Democratic voters will decide if they want to see more from Brown when they choose a nominee on June 24th. I'm Christopher Connolly for 88.1 WYPR.